Our next speaker is Jane Trindle, who is the Cotton Catchments Program Leader for the Cotton CRC, and she's going to speak to you about her connecting young Aboriginal people to the local cotton industry. Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Guy. Just forward.
Yeah.
Thanks, Guy. It's a good session to be in. It's inspiring to see local people come up with amazing ideas, and if only we had the power to pull the money strings. So I'm just going to quickly talk about project, if I can go forward. We received funding, the CRC received funding in the 11-12 Caring for Our Country business plan for a project. It had a couple of targets, one of which was natural resource management related. It related to working with cotton growers to manage natural assets on cotton farms sustainably. And there's another component which I'm going to talk about now. We received funding for 4 Aboriginal trainees to be involved in this project. 3 of them are here. They're a bit incognito, so points to you if you can find them. So what did we do? We have employed 4 Aboriginal trainees. They're employed by the Narrabri Local Aboriginal Land Council. The trainees are all hosted on research stations in the area, cotton seed distributors, the Australian Cotton Research Institute and Sydney University's Plant Breeding Institute. The trainees are completing a 1-year Certificate 2 in rural production. We are working on farms to do agricultural and natural resource management activities. We've employed a trainee liaison officer, Sally Knight, also in the audience, who works with TAFE, us, the host farms, and the trainees to make sure everything runs smoothly. Which has really proven critical for us for a relatively small proportion of the funding. This role has made a massive difference. So people, this is a project that seems to have legs. It's walking away from me. There's a lot of interest in it, which is really good. What did we do that's making this work? We engaged our local networks and our stakeholders early. We involved people, the Aboriginal community and local businesses in the application process, and then we followed that up. Initially we had an inception meeting, but we have just received so much support from local businesses. I'm just going to read out sort of what the support we've got. The Narrabri Local Aboriginal Land Council are employing the trainees, so they're basically processing the pays, they're working under their employment policies. TAFE New South Wales have put on a traineeship trainer 1 day a week, which is quite unheard of for trainees. JobLink Plus did the recruitment process for us. We have an officer at the Office of Environment and Heritage mentoring the trainees. Australian Business Limited is supporting the traineeship process. Namoy CMA is providing NRM expertise. And importantly, the host farming businesses are providing on-the-job training to day-to-day supervision. So I think that is one of the most remarkable things about this project, is that we really just added a bit of money. We took a local approach. We engaged the people who mattered, and I'm really just watching it watch it go. So just so I give you a couple of perspectives about how it is going. And George, this is just basically, George had an interview with a journalist recently, and this is just a couple of the quotes from George, but I think generally these guys are finding the work meaningful. They are learning new skills. They're certainly learning new skills in an area where jobs exist, and so they can see a future after this 1 year. And from a farming business perspective, I spoke to Jack Murray at Cotton Seed Distributors, and he was extremely positive. He basically said, you know, it's up to Blake. Who's the trainee working with CSD. They're happy to support Blake as far as Blake can see it go, all of the host farms are coming up to me and saying, you know, we're really looking forward to doing this again next year. Which is an interesting point, because we actually got the funding through Caring for Our Country, which is traditionally a natural resource management objectives. And while they see that employment outcomes for trainees is an important outcome, they don't really have any budget under that that target, and it's actually not part of our contract. So it's a funny way of getting funding, which makes me think we've really got to look towards maybe the Aboriginal training portfolios to try and find this to roll out again. But I certainly think this has really shown that by adding a bit of investment, divulging it to local communities, asking them to work out what works, has just been unbelievably successful. So it has been driven by local people. It is building the capacity of the local Aboriginal labour market. We are creating employment pathways by tapping into industry and Aboriginal networks. We're helping to address the labour and skills shortage facing agriculture, including cotton production. I think this pilot is showing that we can increase the skills in the local Aboriginal community, which is a stable labour market in rural areas, to meet the employment needs of a local industry. So it's such a win-win for both Aboriginal people and also the cotton industry at this stage. This slide is just to show how many people who are involved. It's not really just out of the goodness of their heart. That includes the trainees, includes the host farms, but it's just really is something that is a high priority for a lot of people. And so by pulling all these resources together, it's quite powerful. The end. Made some time up for you.
Unbelievable.